You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
There's a lot of pressure when you have people come in from out of state to make sure that you show them all the right things and you take them the right places. And for people who live in Colorado, I almost feel like there's more pressure because Colorado has the reputation, right, of being the cool state and the gorgeous state. And all of these things that when people come to visit, you want to make sure that you're taking them to the right places.
Yeah.
And so Jeremy and I were wondering what would be on a must-do list in Colorado. Like, let's say you got family coming out for 4 or 5 days. Where are you going to take them? Because you got to do that. Or if you've got friends who are moving to Colorado and you're trying to welcome them, you're like, okay, mm-hmm. Well, look, when you know, in your first few months, you got to make sure you go and blank.
Do this and this and this. You know, you're loading everybody up in the big van, and you're hitting the road essentially. You know, and then already the amount of messages coming in about like Casa Bonita.
Yeah. Except it's closed.
Garden of the Gods is making an appearance here multiple times on our little mm-hmm. social thread. Personally, I would say maybe Commerce City.
Yeah, why not? Go see the refineries, man.
Southwest Plaza Mall probably would make the list.
Here's our number, 303-691-1MIX. That's how you have fun with your boys in the morning. Lock that number into your phone, 303-691-1649. It can be a phone call. It can be a text.
I'd rather have a phone call. I want some calls. I want to talk to some people. It's so easy to text. Pick up the phone and call us.
Prefer calls.
Let's chat a little bit about where you'd be taking your family if they were in town.
Megan says St. Mary's Glacier.
Yeah, that's pretty.
Okay.
That's pretty good, actually.
Scott says you got to take him out to try a Palisade Peach.
Yeah, you do.
That's good.
That's a long drive.
I like I love the southwestern part of our state.
Yeah, it's
beautiful.
You
know, with the San Juans, you know, because they're rugged mountains. So mm-hmm. go to like Ouray and Telluride. If you can afford it, go to Telluride.
Yeah.
For a day or two. Go to one of those festivals in Telluride because that is pretty badass.
Pretty epic. Listen to Dom and Jeremy. Okay, guys. Come on.
Suck up.
You're not winning any prizes here. Come on. Not But that's good. That's very nice of you.
Red Rocks. Sure, Red Rocks. Yeah.
Hanging Lake. But don't you have to get reservations for Hanging Lake now, right? Like months in advance. So you can't just go up there.
So make a reservation.
You just can't go up there and, you know, pop in, I guess. Unless there's a back trail that nobody knows about. I don't know. A lot of Estes Park, go to a concert at Red Rocks. Yes, 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 and yes.
Mm-hmm.
Red Rocks.
Here's
Red
the
Rocks
number.
Would have to be top five, probably.
303-691-1MIX, 691-1649. Before we go to Casey's call, you know, think about if it's people who are fairly fit and they don't mind doing a hike, I would go to Mount Falcon.
Yeah.
Which is that park, you know, just in the foothills. Because if you go up to the Western White House at Mount Falcon, you can mm-hmm. look down over Red Rocks from way
yep,
up high.
That's a beautiful view. That's a beautiful little hike.
And you can see the Western White House, what it was meant to be, mm-hmm. anyway. Casey, good morning. Welcome.
Hi, how you guys doing?
Good.
So what would be on a must-do list in Colorado?
So first of all, I heard you talk about Mount Falcon. Mount Falcon is beautiful. I highly recommend that. But my original answer was take the train to Glenwood, grab a hotel there, go to the springs, go to the caves. I love Glenwood. It's awesome.
And just that drive through the canyon, you know, yeah. I mean, that's just, you're like, your mouth breathing through that whole thing, looking up.
Unless boulders are rolling down and smashing into your car.
Well,
but
just don't go during a rainstorm. Yes.
They got that ride up there too, right, Casey, where you sling out over the edge of the hill, the cliff or whatever?
Yes, they do.
Yeah. You sling over the thing. It's always closed. It makes me really nervous because it's always closed. It's always, there's something wrong with it.
That's so funny. The bolts keep falling out.
Confidence.
Yeah.
I'm glad you called. Hey, thank you for the vote for Glenwood. That's
good call, man. That's awesome.
That's good. Callie, good morning.
Good morning.
Hey.
So what's a must-do for Colorado?
You got to go to Water World.
Awesome. That's pretty
we
good.
We do love Water World.
Yeah, they're friends.
We give away a lot of tickets to Water
World.
They're
our friends. Show, absolutely.
So that's a good call. Callie, thank you for that. We're going to keep going. Jan, what's another one on the list?
Hi. The COG train in Colorado Springs up to the top.
Pikes Peak, yeah.
I have not done that. I've driven up to Pikes Peak to the top, but I have not done the COG Railway.
I don't think I have either, actually, now that I think
about
it.
You haven't? Neither of us have
done it? No, I haven't done that. Uh-uh.
We moved out here 22 years ago, and that's the first thing we did.
So it's a three-hour tour.
Thumbs up from you, Jan?
Oh, yes, very much so.
Is there snacks?
Oh, yeah.
You mean on the
train or at the top?
On the train. Do they, like, serve drinks?
No,
or anything? You got to bring your own?
You can buy stuff, but no, there's no snacks on the train.
No snacks or drinks.
I remember going to the top. Thank you for the call, Jan.
Yeah, thank
we appreciate
you.
That.
I'm
I remember
going
to the top of Pikes Peak in July, where it was snowing at the top in July, and we ran in and got hot chocolate up at the very...
Oh, that's cute. With your little mittens on.
And then back in the car down to the base of the mountain where it was 90 degrees. So doing a little Colorado pride this morning. That's what we're doing. Mm. What would be on a must-do list for people coming to Colorado? Like, you're going to take some friends out. Where are you going to take them? What has to go on the list?
I love Jennifer. She wrote in. She says, when I have friends and family in town, I like to take I-25 to exit 235 and head about 5 miles west to the tree farm.
Solid. Solid.
I like you, Jennifer. Thank you for that.
Greatest jingle on the radio.
It is.
Carolyn says, Rocky Mountain National Park, Estes Park, and then she throws in Air Force Academy, and that's a good choice, too.
I didn't even think about that. That's so good. A lot of people are writing in with the Celestial Seasonings Factory Tour in Boulder.
Take
them into the mint room.
When
I worked at the retirement home, we used to take the residents up to that and do the tour and let them sniff the tea. It was really actually quite cool. So that's a good
one. As a complete tea aficionado, I should have done. I never did that.
The mint room that you go in is insane, where they keep all the spearmint and the peppermint, and it burns your eyes. It's so pungent when you go in. It's really kind of neat. So
let's jump on the phones. Here's Shanna. Shanna, good morning. Welcome.
Good morning. Thank you.
So what's going on a must-do list in Colorado?
Definitely go to Chautauqua, take a hike at Chautauqua in the morning, and then after your hike, go to the dining hall and order their cinnamon beignets and eat those on the deck.
Can we just do the cinnamon beignets? Do we have
you
to
had
do
us
the...
at cinnamon
We could.
Let's just do that. The other one sounds exhausting. The other
you know
part
what you
of that.
Would do, Shanna? You would go and get the cinnamon beignets first because you supposedly have to fuel up for your hike, but then you're just so full. You're like, oh, I just can't.
What was the name of the hike?
Chautauqua.
Chautauqua. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm glad you called. Thank you for being on the show, and thanks for the
thanks so
cinnamon beignets.
Yeah, thank
you for the reference to the
you're
delicious,
welcome.
Tasty treats. We appreciate you. Who's next? It's Beth. Beth, good morning.
Hi.
Hi.
So what's on the list?
I would say, and my husband had to convince me of this, but it was amazing. It's the Olympic and Paralympic Museum down in Colorado Springs. It's pretty new.
Oh, cool.
But it's so cool.
That'd be neat.
I would want to go see that.
Yeah,
how new is that?
Within the last couple of years, but it's interactive, and so... You get a badge when you come in, and you can personalize it to, like, all the sports that you like, and then you actually get to race against, like, you could do a track race against an actual athlete, and like, on video, and they put all that onto your badge and record it all on your badge so that you can collect it at the end.
Wow, that's very interactive.
And they have
very cool.
The Paralympic sports are super, super hard. I would have never guessed it.
Wow.
That's
like that
a good
tip,
one.
Beth,
I didn't even know.
Thank you for being on the show. We appreciate that.
Laura said, take your family out and buy them a Subaru. Nicole wrote in and said, you got to take them on that ride next to the dog food company on North 270 by Vasquez so they can see and smell and really take in everything of Colorado. All right, Nicole, that's funny. What's that smell?
The dog food
that's
plant
the
up there
Purina
is
plant.
Pretty nasty smell.
It's so bad.
It's when you always roll your windows up.
It doesn't help.
Leah, good morning. Welcome.
Good morning.
Hi.
So what have we missed on our list?
Well, I know a lot of these are all like super fun, gorgeous outdoors, Colorado fan favorites. But if you don't have time to go hours out of the city, one of my favorite things to take people to do or to tell them to go see is down in the Lodo Union Station area, because there's so much history and culture. And specifically, and this is not a shameless plug, I'm not affiliated with them, this is really just one of my favorite places, the whole dairy block and milk market that has opened you know, in the past 10 years. And there's this huge interactive alley in the back that has fun little messages and like in the stones and these little wheel things that you spin, and it plays music from like the Colorado Symphony. And there's just so much fun
little
things down there. Yeah, it's so
just
fun.
Make sure you go down the right alley down there. You don't want to go in.
Which alley
we're looking for the musical alley.